People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our grain-free rolled food. It's protein-packed with less risk of food sensitivity.
Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up. Power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
Good morning and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and this is Wonderful Wednesday, and it is a wonderful Wednesday. I'm here in Jacksonville, Florida. The sun is shining. It is so beautiful outside, and guess what? In a few minutes, I'm going to be out there in all of this gorgeous sunshine. Now, we're going to probably have a lot of humidity later today, but right now, oh, it looks amazing out there and it's beautiful. Okay, you guys, let's get right to our show for today. We're going to talk about overcoming obstacles to success. There are things that can stop us from moving forward, and those things all have to do with the individual. What goes on in our minds, what goes on in our hearts, what goes on in our thought processes on a daily basis. So we're going to talk about those things, and we're going to learn what kind of things can really stop our success, and we're going to talk about how to overcome these obstacles, kind of in a nutshell. Now, you're not going to learn how to overcome this in one shot, but you could. You never know. So I'm just going to share, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to share, give you four reasons why, in a sense, we have a tendency to stop our own success, and where these obstacles come from. And a lot of times when you know what something is and you know where it's coming from, then when you can identify it, then what you can do is you can actually take steps to solve the issue or remove the blockage and move on to the greater successes that you intend to have in your life. Is this not a wonderful Wednesday or what? All right, let's get started. The first thing that really kind of stops us from moving forward or keeps us stagnant or makes us not even want to get to where it is we know that we're meant to be is that we let our past get involved. We let our past determine our future. We let our past stop a great future for us. Sometimes people look at what they've done in the past, mistakes that they've made, and I'm here to tell you that whatever mistakes that you've made in your life, you should not let anything stop you. There's not a human being on the planet that hasn't made a mistake. And that's kind of what really kind of gets to me sometimes, is when I listen to people in the media, or I look at the comments that people make as it relates to other people's lives, and they talk about what's wrong with that person and how awful that person is, and how all these everything that's wrong with that person. They put all these awful labels on a person. Now, does that mean, do people do things that aren't right? Yeah. Does that mean that they should be let off the hook? In some cases, yes. In some cases, absolutely not. There are times when people need to answer for what they do. However, it's not really up to us to label them. Listen, whatever the crime is, whatever it is they've done, then by all means, address that and then move forward from there. But don't start doing the name calling and the labeling. And I look at the media, and it's so annoying as to how they can label someone, and 20 years later they come back and they bring the same silliness up again. Listen, it's not our place to do that, but that's not really what today's show is all about, is how we judge each other. It's about you allowing that to affect you every single day of your life. Someone else's, opinion of you, so to speak. And so don't let your past stop your great future. Whatever you've done in your past, I can assure you that if God doesn't hold it against you, well, it's not my place to do so either. But if I choose to do so, or if someone else chooses to do so, which I won't do that, I can promise you that. But if someone else chooses to do that, then guess what? Move forward anyway. Let that be that person's issue. I say that on the show all the time. I have a little saying for myself when I do that, or when I think that someone is trying to hold something against me, or someone's upset with me for something, and if they're not forgiving me for whatever reason, I say, I don't give a rat's butt. Yeah, I do say that. Yes, and I say butt. I don't say the other word. But I do. I say, well, I don't give a rat's butt. And what that means is, it doesn't mean I don't care about the person, but that's my coping mechanism for putting a lid on that situation and being able to move forward. Now, you have to come up with your coping mechanism, or whatever it takes for you to kind of dismiss that issue. Now, don't get me wrong. If there's something that I've done that I need to address, or I need to make it right, I'm going to work to make it right. And even if it takes a little bit longer than I plan, I'm still going to keep it kind of on my list of things to do, because I want to make something right. So when I say I don't give a rest, but what I'm saying is, I'm not going to let any mistakes that I've made in my past stop a great future. I'm here to serve a purpose. You're here to serve some great purpose on this this wonderful earth that we live on. And in spite of what people think about what's going on today, you know why a lot of these things are going on? Is because people are not stepping up and doing what it is they were intended to do. People are not being their very best. People are buying into the idea that, wait a minute, there's something wrong with me, or someone's going to laugh at me, or somebody else doesn't think I'm good enough at this. And that brings me to my next point. My next point is, you believe someone else's story about you. Total strangers who have an opinion about your life. And what I mean by total strangers, yeah, these are people that you know. These may be people that you've had some encounter with. These may be people that you've probably had some disagreements with, and you guys don't see eye to eye on something. Well, they now have a story about you. And people, when they're upset with you, they take the story a lot further than it needs to be taken. In other words, they take the story to the point of kind of labeling you your entire life. This is who you are. You're selfish, or you are thoughtless, or you are lazy, you are whatever it is they can come up with, or whatever conclusion that someone else has drawn about you. Listen, don't believe someone else's story about you. If it's a family member, who cares? Let that be their issue. If they have something bad to say about you, which it's sad, but sometimes family puts a label on family and other family members just because they were a certain way when they were growing up. They don't realize that human beings evolve. Human beings go to the next level. Human beings change when they choose to do so. And so my point is, whatever someone thinks of you or whatever story someone has applied to your life that you are allowing to shape your present such that you don't have the best, most successful, most powerful future, dismiss it. Absolutely. Get rid of it. Dismiss it. Say, you know what? That's your issue. You guys know I say this on the show all the time. I'm going to let that be your issue. Why? Because I'm busy living life. I'm busy doing life with power. I'm busy having fun. I'm busy living out my calling and carrying out my calling. I'm busy doing what it takes so that I can have the best life possible, so that I can make the most valuable contribution into the lives of other people. See, so I'm busy doing that. So I'm not going to allow my life to be put right in the, let's say, kind of in a little box where I allow family popular opinion to kind of control that, or the popular opinion of people that don't even know me, or the people who, let's say, claim to be friends but kind of gossip behind perhaps my back or something like that. If these kinds of things are happening, I'm okay with all that. With them doing that, that's their issue, though. It's not mine. And so my point is, that's not your issue. If that's happening in your life, if you're so busy worried about someone else, I know people who actually take the time to address, I heard you were talking about me. And they want to start a fight over this. Listen, if you're the very best that you could possibly be, and let's be honest about it, if you're being honest with you, and you're really rising to the occasion, and you're being the best that you were intended to be, you are carrying out your purpose, you know in your heart of hearts that you've done the very best that you can, who cares what they're saying about you? All you're going to do is kind of get involved in that kind of strife. You know, there was a story when I was surfing the internet for looking for some information, and I think I was on Bing, and there was a story about one of those housewives shows, one of those reality shows, The Housewives of Orange County or something like that. And that show, they showed one of the ladies that used to be on the show and how she's homeless and she's living out of her car. Now, I'm not judging these shows one way or the other. I'm not a fan of these shows, but I will say this. And I'm not a fan because these shows are full of strife. They're full of anger. They're full of arguments. They're full of, he said, she said, garbage. They're full of all of that. And you know what that is? That's called strife. So what happens is when you engage in that kind of strife, you know, the Bible says where there's strife, there's every evil works, which is so weird because, you know, politics is all strife is all like in and up through it when they start arguing and bashing each other. But my point here is about the strife is that when you step to someone about what they're saying about you and you're doing the confrontational thing and you're getting someone told, what you're doing is you're engaging in their ignorance. You're engaging in their strife. You're engaging. What you're saying is, listen, whatever it is you've said about me that's less than who I think I am, I'm going to talk to you about that because, well, for whatever reason, it bothers me. Well, if that isn't who you are, let it be their issue. I can assure you, your success, your results in life, your positive contributions into the lives of other people using your God-given talents, your God-given gifts, I can assure you when you do that, whatever they say about you, the masses will definitely not agree. And the masses will definitely not believe a word that they're saying. Now, here's the thing, and I'll give you a little bit of proof about that. And somebody will even shut them down. Somebody will even kind of come to your defense. You don't even have to do anything. You just have to be your best self. And when you're engaged in strife, you're not being your best self. You're not being your most powerful self. You're not being on that level where you're living your spirit, your super conscious, your amazing mind to drive you forward. Those positive, high energy emotions that you use to accomplish things. You're not using any of that to drive you forward. So don't engage. And I can share, if you wait long enough, you don't really have to wait, but if you kind of, let's say if you know them or you keep your ear to the ground, so to speak, you're going to hear how, what comes back on them. And not that you're wishing it. It's not about that. It's about, listen, what goes around comes around. What comes out of your mouth, it's like a boomerang. It comes right back around to you. And so that's why you don't want to engage in that. So don't believe someone else's story about you. And by all means, don't defend someone else's story. You don't owe anybody an explanation for your life. If you also want an apology, that's a whole nother ballgame. Apologize, then move on. All right, here's number three. So far, I've given you two things that kind of stop you from moving forward. And I've provided you with some concepts or ideas that will help you overcome those obstacles to success and how perhaps you want to consider handling those situations. Here's number three. Well, let me give you number one and two, and then we'll go into number three. Number one was, we let our past stop a great future. Number two, you believe someone else's story about you. Number three, you create present day reasons not to take action. Now, this one is all on you. Now, it's all on you because you either letting your past stop you or you bought into someone else's story about you. Even, like I said, the modern day gossip, but also even as a kid, if someone put a label on you and said you were something that you know that you aren't or you know that you weren't, and it hurt your feelings. If they say you're just like your father and your father wasn't exactly a winner, you're just like your mother and your mother wasn't exactly a winner, and you drew a picture in your mind or formed a picture in your mind of what that meant, and you saw it as something negative, get rid of it. You know, don't get rid of it. Stop wasting time. Woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. Oh, this is what they said. Get rid of it, get over it, move on. So you want to create present day, you create these present day reasons not to take action based on things from your past, but also, what you do is you have a tendency, you're letting fear convince you that you're not enough. And so these are some of the things that we come up with, these present day reasons. Oh, I'm too young. Wait a minute. I'm too old. I'm too fat. I don't have enough money. You know, those rich people over there, they've got money. They should give me some of their money because then I could be better. Listen, let me say something to you and it may hurt your feelings and that's not my intention. My intention is to give you some ideas and concepts that will help you take a look in the mirror and say, listen, no matter what my obstacles are, I'm going to overcome them. The thing about wealthy people, it's a myth that most wealthy people are crooked, that most wealthy people stole their money. Okay, you got a few that perhaps did things they shouldn't have done, but most of them actually worked hard. Statistics show that most of the wealthy people today actually started out broke. And I'm going to provide some actual numbers for you in the future because I have a future show coming up about that. And so I'm going to provide some actual numbers for you that's going to show you that most of those people started broke. They started poor. They came from impoverished neighborhoods and families. And they worked their way up. They didn't use any excuses. I don't have enough money. Oh, the rich people aren't giving me their money. They should give me some so I can have a better life. Are we here to help one another? Yes. Those who are more financially solvent and have more liquidity, and should they make contributions that will better the lives of those who are willing to work to become better? Yeah, I kind of think that would be a nice thing. But am I here to tell people what to do with the money that they earn? Absolutely not. Yeah, I'm going to let people run their lives. If they earned it, they should be able to decide what to do with it. Even if that means being foolish with it and putting it all in a pile and lighting a match to it. It's the money that they earned. My point here is you don't want to let anything stop you from taking action. If you don't have enough money, I can assure you, money is all around us, and you can find it if you look. You can find it if you work to get it. You can find it if you do what it takes to get it. If you put certain systems in place, if you operate under a certain daily routine, I can assure you, your energy will open up. And I hear people, I've had some people say to me, you know what, I don't think that really works. But listen, I'm going to tell you something about that, is that until you've tried it, yeah, I'm kind of not going to believe you, because I tried it, I did it, and it worked. I tried it again, did it, and it worked. When the economy wreaked havoc on my finances, okay, that's just like me blaming the economy, but when I didn't do what it took to be prepared for the downfall and the big boom that came, and when I didn't do what it took, well, you know what? And I didn't have as much money as I was accustomed to having. I made a decision to, guess what? To do what it took, to operate under a certain routine. I did it, and it worked. You said, well, what is that routine? We're going to talk about that on some other shows. And I'm going to tell you what that routine was. Because listen, I don't want anybody out there walking around thinking that you can't have the things that you want to have in your life. And using all these reasons in the present moment. And know this, your power is in the present moment. And if in the present moment you tell yourself what you're not capable of doing, guess what? You're not going to do it. You're not going to be capable. Because whatever you tell yourself, you're going to follow through on that. That's why I hear people say, wow, you know, I really shouldn't eat this cake. And yet they sit there and the cake is right there in front of them. It looks so delicious. I really shouldn't eat it. Well, your brain only hears eat the cake. And so my point is, whatever you tell yourself that falls in line with action. See, eat is the action part. That falls in line with taking action. Your brain's gonna form a picture, and eventually you're gonna take action on it. So if you tell yourself that you don't have enough, okay, then you're not gonna have enough. If you tell yourself your reason for not making something happen in the present moment is that you don't have enough money, you don't have enough know-how, you don't have enough education, then you're gonna sit there and you're gonna become your own victim. You're going to turn yourself into a victim, and then you're going to be frustrated by the fact that everyone else is telling you what to do with your life. You have to go to this job that you absolutely hate. You have to listen to these politicians shovel a lot of garbage that is not, in all my years of living, here it is, I've been on this earth over 50 years, and guess what? It isn't better. They're still saying we don't have enough. They're still saying there's shortage. They're still screaming about all of these things and creating all of these crises and telling us that there's always something wrong. But guess what? When you start to take responsibility for you, when you start to create present day reasons to take the necessary action so you can be your very best, you're going to have not only a wonderful Wednesday, you're going to have a wonderful Monday through Sunday. So every day is going to be amazing for you. Every day is going to be powerful, because you're going to be in a position where you feel empowered, and you're going to be thoughtful enough, hopefully, to empower others. Now, here's the fourth and final one. Now, we've talked about the fact that you don't want to, we let our past stop a great future, number one. Number two, you believe someone else's story about you. And number three, you create present day reasons not to take actions. In other words, you let perhaps fear convince you that you're not enough in one form or another. And number four, you care too much about what other people think. Oh my goodness. Television has sent us a message that we have to dress a certain way, we have to look a certain way, we have to think a certain way, talk a certain way, act a certain way. And oh man, we're in a society where if the wind blows, people get offended. Oh my goodness, they said my cow was purple and my cow is brown. I'm offended. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, be slow to take offense. There's a reason for that. And the reason for that is because when you stay in offensiveness, when you stay in that energy field, you are not moving forward. You are engaged into a part of you where you become weaker, where you become It pokes holes into your self-esteem. It pokes holes into just your sense of self-worth overall, your confidence. And the Bible tells you to get confidence because it has great recompense and reward. Well, if you're always offended by every tiny little thing that someone says because they're being a peanut head, and you're going to go right there and be a peanut head with them. You're going to just jump right in that pool right with them. And you're going to engage in that. Then guess what? You're creating your own obstacles, and you're not going to overcome these obstacles that will lead you to the great successes for your life, the greatest successes of your life. Listen, don't let the you and let's say the you that you think you are. Don't let the you that you and others think that you are get in the way of who you're truly meant to be. And I'll put it another way. Don't let the you that you and others think you are get in the way of the you God says that you are. See, you're amazing. And for any of you that are listening to this, you say, well, I don't really believe in God and all of that. Listen, we're talking about how you were built as a human being. I can assure you, you didn't sprout up out of the ground like a plant, okay? You didn't sprout from a pea pod, okay? All right, maybe a tiny little pod where you grew in, you know, side of a woman, but that's a whole nother story. Still not out of the ground like that. My point is, you guys, is that you really want to be your very best. So as we wrap up for today, what I want to tell you is, take a moment. Here's a little bit of homework, okay? Take a moment and write down who you believe you are and anything that isn't empowering that's on that list. Now, you need to be honest about that list. If you think that you're fat, you're too fat. If you think you're too old, if you think you don't have enough money, if you think you're poor, if you think you're ignorant, if you think you're uneducated, if you think that you're a bully, if you think that you allow others to bully you, whatever it is, I want you to write it down. And so when you write it down, write down who you believe you are and anything that isn't empowering or leading you toward your most powerful and successful self, then what I want you to do is I want you to get a plan to start living up to that. And if you say, you know what, I wish I knew how to put together a plan. I don't even know how to do that. Well, stick with us this month. As I told you, this month is August and we're talking about our overall theme for the month is begin again. And it's begin again because August is the eighth month and the number eight represents new beginnings. So we're talking about beginning again. So let's, in order for anyone to start over or to kind of position yourself to create a more solid foundation or to even rebuild a foundation that's been cracked, you have to have enough humility. You have to have enough honesty. You have to have enough courage. You have to have enough self-respect to admit kind of who you believe you are. And I'm going to help you with your homework. I'm going to give you a tip and then we're going to wrap up for today. In order for you to do that, look at your life. Look around. Look at your environment. You know, when the economy kind of wreaked havoc on my finances, once again, I'm blaming the economy, but it was me. When I didn't position myself so I could have enough money for to weather that storm, the thing that I started to notice, it poked holes in my self-esteem. It poked holes in my confidence. I was convincing myself that whatever I had done just was not a good thing, that I was this bad person in the sense that I should have done better. I knew better. I was smarter. And all of the knowledge that I had and all of the people that I had helped to actually learn about success and wealth, wow, I didn't follow it. For whatever reason, my ego got in the way and I didn't follow it. And I didn't even realize I wasn't following everything that, not that I was teaching it at the time, but I'm talking about people that worked in my office and people that I encountered throughout my real estate career. So I didn't pay attention to my life, so to speak. But one thing, when my confidence got holes poked in it and all of this happened, I started to look at my environment. And all of a sudden, a person, I like things in order. I like things nice and neat. And all of a sudden, a person who was neat, things weren't neat anymore. And I started to look at my environment, and my environment gave me some clues as to what I thought of myself, what I thought about my life at that point in time. And so my point is look at your environment. Look at the goals that you set. Look at those things. If you haven't, if you're not achieving those goals and you keep setting those goals over and over, there's something you need to look at a little bit closer. So you need to take a closer look. If you're not getting to where it is you really want to be, once again, yeah, you need to look at what's going on. And I can assure you, 100% of it starts with you. So it's not a blame thing. It's a, listen, I want to be better, so I'm going to have enough humility to assess my life, assess myself, and then I'm going to create a more proactive plan. I talk about a proactive plan a lot, but listen, if you say, well, I don't even know how to begin, I gave the components, I give those components in my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. Because when I started, I had to start over, and not totally over, because I still had my house and other things, but a few other things. But my point is, those things weren't going to last, especially the finances. I was living month to month, paycheck to paycheck, okay, and then some. Some bills didn't get paid, is my point. So I had to create a proactive plan. The beautiful part about a proactive plan is always going to keep you moving forward. It's always going to keep you going towards the next level in your life, and you're not going to become stagnant. You're not going to stop moving. You're not going to fall victim to especially any man-made concept such as the economy. You're not going to fall victim to those things. And I should say that when I say man-made concepts such as the economy, I should say what man is doing with the economy. These are the man-made concepts and all of the ways that things that they come up with in terms of, and I'm talking specifically about our politicians, about cutting here and cutting there and doing without, while all of them are rich. Look at it. Look it up. So anyway, I'm not going to get on that soapbox. I keep pulling back from that, you guys, but don't worry, that's coming. I want you to take a moment, and I encourage you to do this, to do your homework, to take a look at your life and make some decisions, and stick with us throughout August, because we're going to continue to talk to you and give you information on how to begin again. We're going to be very honest with you about what it takes for you to get to where it is you truly want to be, because our main goal is to help you achieve your goals such that you are doing life with power. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday.
Sprint presents Time Machine.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's 17 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S, and I'm building a time machine so I don't have to wait.
Oh, with Sprint, I never have to wait. I get to upgrade to the newest iPhone right away, whenever it comes out.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Man, I gotta switch to Sprint.
Why does your time machine sound like a microwave?
It's cooking my leftovers from tomorrow night.
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease, no security deposit. Excludes taxes, subject to well-qualified credit. New line port, a $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in, regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever's lease upgrade eligibility does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Service is additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.